Programs of this era marked the zenith of radio's golden years. But for WEAF, they were only part of a 66-year legacy that would see the station continue to lead the broadcast media through an ongoing evolution towards excellence.
WNBC 66 WNBC.
This is it, huh? Last half hour ever for WNBC. I'm Alan Colmes, and we're going to do our last commercial break ever on this radio station. Remember the first one back in 1926? Sure you do. This is going to be our last commercial break, and this will be the last live commercial ever read.
And who's the lucky,
on WNBC.
Who's the lucky recipient?
You, Judy. You want to do it?
No. I mean, who's the lucky...
Sealy Dyla Mattress. Yeah.
Sleep on it.
Now, here's the deal. You call you call them up, and they deliver a mattress to wherever you are within 2 hours.
Even Shea Stadium?
Yeah, that concrete get kind of tough, and I hope I miss... Well, never mind. Imus and Pete Franklin will be out at Shea Stadium, and they will be taking things.
Wait a minute. He couldn't leave.
Bruce, what happened?
I went downstairs, and I started crying a little bit. I said, I can't leave him alone.
Alone?
I had to come back. But look at what it's doing here.
Can you get a cab, huh?
Well, I tell you what, can you call me a cab, Alan, please? If anybody's listening in a taxi, please.
Cousin Brucey, you know, it's very hard to pry him toward a microphone. He's hard to drag out of his shell. I'm so glad that we could do this today. This is the very last live commercial ever on WNBC. And it's for Sealy Dyla Mattress. Isn't it interesting to talk about going to sleep? There's very symmetry in the universe. They've slashed their prices on an incredible selection of Sealy bedding. You can save up to 60% off department store regular prices. They're one of the largest selections of Sealy mattresses and box springs in New York and New Jersey, and they specialize in service. Just call them anytime Monday through Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Place your order. Within 2 hours, you'll have a Sealy delivered to your home. Pay the driver after you've approved the mattress, and if for any reason you're not satisfied, the driver will take the mattress back, and for a limited time, when you buy any Sealy Posturepedic set...
We're talking real limited here, okay?
Mention WNBC. Limited, okay?
How much longer can you mention WNBC?
And you'll get a luxurious set of Cannon sheets and pillowcases, a $60 value, absolutely free.
Mm-hmm.
Your new Sealy bedding is just a phone call away, so for super service and extraordinary savings on super Sealy bedding from the 212-201 or 516 area, just dial mattress, M-A-T-T-R-E-S, which is not how you spell it.
No, that's right.
There's an extra S. Leave off the last S.
For what?
For the...
So long.
For Emmis. 512 at WNBC.
Boy, look at the time. Look, we can do this grocery shopping fast if you help me.
I'll get the TV Guide magazine.
I'll get the TV
Guide magazine. Fun to read, tough to put down. The best thing on television.
You know, for the next 12 minutes, we're commercial free. WNBC, and with us, Judy DeAngelis, of course, Mike Harrison from H&H Broadcasting, a seminal influence in progressive rock radio, coined the term AOR. He went on to work with Billboard and one of the original editors of Radio and Records, with a kind of an overview here this afternoon. Sandy Teller from the Long John Neville Show. Rory Rosengarten is here. We have Jane Gennaro is with us. Jane Gennaro, ladies and gentlemen. But let me get, before we talk to you, Jane, let's go to the telephone and say hello to Gabe Pressman. Hi, Gabe.
Hey, hi. How are you, Al?
How are you? Nice to have you with us today.
Well, it's a mixed... I have mixed feelings about being with you. I feel sad.
We all do, and it is mixed feelings, and I'm sure you have some special memories about WNBC.
Yes, I remember the first day I came aboard, which was November 8th, 1954, and how I ran around town with a little tape recorder, one of the earliest portable tape recorders that worked by muscle power. You had to wind it.
We still use those here, you know. Do you remember the first story you covered?
No, but I think it probably was a fire. Because in the early days, network news department didn't know what to do with me. And I would have to sort of find out what was happening and then run out and get it. I remember one day there was a bulletin that came over the wires, and they didn't pay any attention to it because they weren't used to having a local reporter, a reporter who actually covered news in New York. And I came in and I looked at this thing and I said, my God, how long have you had this? And the lead was Serge Rubenstein, international financier, has been found strangled in his strangled to death in his Fifth Avenue townhouse.
Uh-huh.
And the guy on the desk who wasn't too hip about reporters, said, well, he's dead, ain't he? What can we do with it? It was early on, and a lot of it was rip and read and relying on newspapers and rewrites of newspapers and wire services rather than putting our own shoe leather on the street.
Boy, Gabe, I can hear in your voice the sentiment we're all feeling here in the studio right now, but it's so sad that NBC has decided to dismantle GE made the decision to dismantle the radio empire.
Yeah, well, those were important years when Bill Cullen had Pulse on WNBC, and when we really were the pioneers at WNBC in covering on the spot news in New York. It really was a new beginning. It's hard to imagine a time when there wasn't competition among radio and television stations in New York, but it was only 34 years ago, that existed, that we didn't have many reporters. In fact, the fellow who hired me, when I said someday there will be competition, he said, oh, get that out of your head. This is show business. You're just a gimmick. and actually, we have seen a growth of competition, and lamentably, we're seeing the end of a station that did stand for news in the earliest days in terms of that tradition.
Gabe, you are just about the best reporter in New York, and I'm delighted to share these last moments with you. Thank you very much for talking to us today.
It's a pleasure being with you.
Thank you. Gabe Pressman, ladies and gentlemen. Cousin Brucey came back. He couldn't take it. He couldn't get a cab or something.
Know why he came back.
I know why
he came back. You know why, and everyone listening knows why he came back.
Jane Gennaro is here. Mm-hmm. Jane, you and I did traffic. You did traffic, and I watched. I like watching you, Jane.
You like the way I said, cause you scared.
Try to get near a microphone, Jane. You know, that's why you haven't been hurt lately.
This is why
here
I'm
you go.
No, thank you, Bruce.
Come close to me, Jane.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Lean on my shoulder, Jane.
I'd like to say Kosciuszko just one more time. I'm Gowanus. May I say, please, gridlock and rubber. Rubbernecking delays.
Jane and her husband use these words regularly in their personal relationship. And
catching up on you.
Judy, how are you feeling right now?
Numb, I think.
Yeah.
I just,
horrible.
Well, we're almost there. But anyway, listen, we shouldn't be sad. We should be happy. I don't know why the hell we should be happy, but we should be happy. I just want to say one thing. I don't care what anybody says. It is WNBC, but you're a hell of a person, and thank you for letting me have such a good time with you.
Thank you very much. You're the best. Thank you. Let me say a few words to Peg Kelly, our Vice President General Manager.
Yeah.
Peg Kelly, ladies and gentlemen.
No, you said you were going to say a few words to me, Alan. I said to you I wasn't going to say a few words.
This is no time to clam up, Peg. It's been a delight working for you. You are a wonderful lady, and you've given me the creative freedom that any broadcaster dreams about.
Oh, well, thanks very much. It was easy to do it for you, Alan. You're great. And this whole group is great, and I don't think there's one more person who could fit into this room, but everybody who's here belongs here, and the people out there standing by the glass belong here, too. And, we're celebrating in a way, as Judy says.
Thank you, Peg. And then Peg is the last Vice President, General Manager of WNBC, and I'm glad to have shared a few moments with you here on the air. Mike Harrison, what's going to happen to AM radio?
Well, I think that this will be marked as a turning point, and I think it's going to make its way right back to where it belongs with exciting programming. I think this is an exciting program, and look at the lights.
We do this every day, by the way.
Look at the lights. Look at the lights on the phone. I mean, there are a lot of people out there listening to AM radio right now.
By the way, this is all just a publicity stunt. Laurie Gaudis put this whole thing together.
How about Alan? How about a tribute to them, to all those people flashing on the phones and all the people listening all over the metropolitan area who are WNBC listeners?
That's a new listener. Born a moment ago.
There's the ghost of radio future, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to some of our phone calls, which we have neglected, not because we don't want to talk to you, because you are just about the most important part of any broadcast, especially the ones I do, but because we also wanted to pay homage to the former personalities and the present personalities here at WNBC.
Give somebody a chance to be the last caller.
I wonder who the last caller is going to be.
What a great honor.
Ollie North, I hope.
Just pick it at random.
WNBC, hello.
Hold on just a second, Bruce, quick.
No, don't call me and put me on hold.
How long can you hold on?
No, that's not acceptable behavior. WNBC, hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Alan?
Yes, hi.
Hi, I'm going to miss you, Alan.
Well, I'm going to miss you.
I'm telling you, I can't believe it. You know, I drive the truck every day up in Mount Vernon, and I got to, I'm going to be lost without you.
Oh, you'll find a life.
Hey, that's right. We all will be.
You know?
You'll get a life for yourself, sir.
You know, we ain't got them FM radios. You know,
that's a glowing tribute to this program. Thank you. But, Alan, I love your show. I don't have FM. Thank you very much.
That's a good one.
I'm going to miss you, bud.
Thank you very much. WNBC.
Yeah, hi. This is Eric.
Hi, Eric.
How you doing? I hope you guys bust a nut tonight and enjoy yourselves.
Beautifully said.
I hope so. That's
thank you very much.
Harvard B-School listeners, everyone.
You know, in Long John's day, Sandy, there was not, that language was not used on the air, was it?
No. What was the language?
Language.
I must say that I know that the GE is relocating to the Finger Lakes, but that's another story.
The NBC.
Hello, Alan.
Yes, sir.
Oh, listen, I just want to wish you the best. And I hope you can make something of yourself in the future.
Well, that's awfully kind of you. Sound like my mother.
Right, you really have.
Thank you. WNBC.
Alan.
Yes.
How you doing?
Hi.
I've been listening for the past 6 years now.
I can tell. 6 years I've been listening to you.
Yeah, well, I just got out of high school, and I loved your show.
Thank you.
No show that ever could compare to it. I'd like to say farewell. I wish you the best. Judy, she brought me laughter. You know, I loved her on Soupy Sales, you know. I just don't know what to say. I just wish you all the best and good luck. I'm going to miss you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
now, do we have to go out of delay before?
Yes, we do.
We'll do that in just a couple of minutes. We'll take a few. Let's see who the last caller is going to be. WNBC.
Hi, my name is Jerry, and I've listened to NBC ever since I was about 12 years old. And from listening to NBC, I've grown to really appreciate the air personalities and the station itself, so much of an effect did it have on me that I went into broadcasting myself to a small degree. And radio and I have gone in different ways, but I just want to take my hat off to you personally and NBC.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. WNBC.
Hi, Alan.
Hi.
Just like to say NBC goodbye. There'll never be another one like you.
That's right.
Thank you very much. The NBC.
66 years and no blacks or Puerto Ricans at the final gathering. You suck out.
Thank you very much. It's good to know. It's good to know that we haven't lost it, ladies and gentlemen. This wouldn't be a regular Alan Colmes show without a call like that.
Your account.
The NBC.
Hi, Alan.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Michael. I'm one of your recent listeners, and I'm really sorry to see the station go. I want to ask Judy something.
Go ahead.
Judy, are you going to be able
Judy, pull yourself together.
Come on, babe.
Yeah, go ahead. We're running out of time here.
Judy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just curious if you're going to have a position at any other radio station.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's going to be horizontal.
Okay, I hope everything will work out.
But a woman can cry and crack jokes at the same time. It's unbelievable. Thank you. WNBC.
Alan, I'm sitting here in my NBC t-shirt on my oriental rug that I won on your show, and I wanted to say I love you and goodbye.
Well, because you are a winner of WNBC. You didn't win WNBC. No one did.
No one cares.
But you're going to be our last call. You are our last phone call on WNBC.
Yeah. What's her name?
What is your name?
Get her name.
What is your name? Pardon me?
My name is Caroline.
Caroline who?
And I won tickets to Caroline's also.
Okay, thank you, Caroline.
Bye.
Thank you. Let me just say a few final words, and we're all going to count down to the end of NBC. WNBC Radio, that is. You know, when I first broadcast on the station, it was a realization of a lifelong dream. But I never imagined during my first moments on WNBC that the last seconds I would have on the station would be the last seconds anybody would have. It's a historic moment that belongs not just to me, but also to every broadcaster who ever graced the microphones, every worker at WNBC who made this station great, and to each listener who supported us through the years. I'm Alan Colmes. Thank you. God bless you. And for the last time, this is 66 WNBC, New York. Let's do the countdown. 10,
9,
8, 7,
6,
5,
4,
3,
2,
1.
You heard the countdown. It's over. Oh. Yeah.
Radio 66, WFAN, New York. Sports Radio 66, WFAN, New York.
And there came to pass a great change on the landscape, and the numbers 1050 shone, then faded into time. and there grew in their place the numbers 660. Emmaus saw and said, "It is good." Then there also grew at 660 the letters WFAN. Emmaus saw and said, "It is good." A courier appeared, Jeff by name, and beckoned Imus to Emmaus. And Emmaus saw and saith, "We'll cross our fingers." And the courier brought forth a candle to illuminate the way and proffered it to Imus. Imus saw and said,
"No, you idiot, I said a Bud Light."
Yeah. I don't care if it rains or freezes, long as I got my plastic Jesus riding on the dashboard of my car.
Oh, yeah.
I can blow 100 miles an hour, long as I got the almighty power, put up there by my pair of fuzzy dice.
Say hallelujah, yeah, say hallelujah. Hi, fans. It's Dr. Billy Saul Harkus, late of WNBC, joining you here this evening to announce the conversion has taken place. I'm a Jew. That's right. The right Rabbi Saul Harkus. Ain't no moss growing under these feet. The minute I heard the name of this outfit we'd be working for was Emmaus, the Hebrew word for truth, I said, "Throw me one of them Yamahas, pass me a lineup sheet, and call me Izzy. This frequency juggling's made me dizzy." Praise the wee one, spinning in his cradle with his eyes bugging out, saying, "I'll air condition the first mother who calls up wanting to know, what about the Rangers' left wing?" Praise God. Yes, dearly beloved, the finest broadcast company the world has ever known now controls our destiny. And so, shalom, oyve, I now bestow my blessing on this new enterprise. Because 17 years we worked for those other momsers slaving, and what do we have to show for it? Schneebupkis. And so we go from the home of the hits to the home of the hits runs and errors. It sucks, but what are you gonna do? What any sports fan or sports figure's gonna do? Scratch your ass and pick your crotch. This all sports format's a damn death watch. But we're trading in our cross from the big boss man for one of them stars of Jerusalem. Emmaus is Hebrew, so we're moving out of Dixie. This was once 1050, but for you, 660. Say hallelujah, say amen.
Amen.